with me in our studio, I'm delighted to say I have five candidates from the Listowel local electoral area are seeking your vote to be councillors in the Listowel municipal district. I have got Mike Foley of Fine Gael. I have Liam Speedy Nolan, independent. I have Fianna Fáil's councillor Jimmy Maloney, councillor Mike Foley of Fine Gael, of course, as well. Thomas Harrington, who is running for Sinn Féin in the election. Sonny Foran, who is running for A&2. Good morning to all of you, and thanks for joining me in our studio here in Tralee.
Good morning, Tralee.
Okay, listen, I'll start with you, Liam Nolan. Probably the biggest issue, and it's one where the council has a role to play, whether it's bringing vacant houses back in, whether it's trying to fund and develop social housing through approved housing bodies, or maybe perhaps working its way to try and get housing sorted out. What would you do if you were elected to try and sort out the housing situation?
Well, the housing situation with me and my team of canvassers in the last 5 months, the biggest issue I see is a lot of derelict houses. It will just say in rural North Kerry, and there is a pile of houses there which badly need to be done up, and hopefully they could be in the future. There can be inputs from people that I will say for grants and things like that. If they could be done and availed of, it would be brilliant. When it comes to the towns, like my van itself, our storage plant is our biggest problem. We can't add to houses there because of the storage treatment plant, and it needs infrastructure straight away. So at the moment, young people can't build on the verges of it, which means it's great and havoc for people that I do know already have planning turned down because of the storage. So there's a lot of things in those areas that could be sorted out.
Okay, and that's what you'd like to do or concentrate on.
What would you do to
get the vacants back into the voids, let's say, back into operation if you're a councillor?
To get them back into the voids, I suppose it'd make it more attractive for people to be able to do up their places, or maybe even to be able to give them planning to build. Planning is a big issue in North Kerry at the moment, which means that they can't get planning, even for farmers or anything like that. They can't get planning on their own land. And I can't understand why there can't be raft foundations proposed with percolations improved. There is a lot of things that can't be done in those areas anymore, just to approve them and help them to know if they can.
Okay.
So it would make a big difference to people if the council could approve things they have turned down in the past, I suppose, that there is other options to do.
Okay. Sonny Foran, housing, how do you fix it?
Housing in general, Jerry. Well, I suppose at the moment, like, you know, the planning and is the biggest problem. And you have a few issues. You have... sorry, a couple was there now.
Thomas Harrington, you're running for Sinn Féin.
Yeah.
You see housing. What do you see as being the solutions? As a councillor, what can you do, or what would you like to see the council do to try and improve the situation?
Well, I suppose, like, as regards derelict houses, I back in 1989, there was a grant brought in for pre-1940 houses. And we put in for it that time. And that was part, like, you took the retainer part of it, you know, and things like that. But, like, the engineers that time were far more open-minded about things. And the engineer that came to us that time, yes, we looked at it anyway, and things like that. So I said to him, how much of the old house would we have to leave there? And to know the truth now, he said, my advice to you is, he said, is to demolish it completely. And build it on the same site again, like, under the same the model. Put a block on the flat, a cavity, and a block on edge. And he said, if we're ever checked out after, you can always say that's the old wall of the house that's there. No, that was very broad-minded. And I say...
But that would be seen today as floating regulation.
Yeah.
Proper building.
The regulation is the biggest problem today.
You think the regulation is strangling it?
It is, completely. And I'll tell you why. But even, like, for my son now came home from Australia two and a half years ago. I got married, expecting a baby in the middle of the year. It's this last year trying to get percolation sorted out. And we're only 100 yards apart. The old family home,
yeah.
And where my son must have been now. And we never had a problem in nearly 35 years.
Yeah.
Never had a problem as regards anything run off or anything like that. But, like, I think there is an absolute bias about people living in Ireland again. And where we are, Jerry, and you know what, I'm down by the sea. And all this this thing, and by the way it looks, like, that they don't want no people there. Where's the great asset? So it is, everything like that.
Mm. But you're talking about environmental regulation there.
Percolation
tests, septic tanks, you need to protect an area, the water quality, the scenic site.
There are no water courses, no rivers, no anything near us, and that can be no problem. But as I'm looking at it now, exactly 12 months now, in fact, you know what, if we come out now and saw our fields, you think it was a burial ground. There are so many holes dug there.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so, a way around regulation, says Thomas Harrington. Mike Foley, your answer. Almost 800 people seeking council housing in Listowel Municipal District. How do we sort it out?
Yeah.
And that's notwithstanding the young people who are trying to build in the private market or buy houses.
Yes, if we can just first look at the vacant properties. I was the first one out to address that issue, looking for that issue addressed. I was on this programme many times, looking for a scheme that's there. There's a scheme there now at the moment. I'm asking also for it to be reviewed. There should be an extension on it. There's 9,000 vacant properties at the moment in the county. The issue there is that the owners of those properties, they need an incentive to put those on the market, and I've been calling out for a long time that there should be an incentive there, either to income tax or capital gains tax, to encourage those that has those houses. A lot of them would have probably inherited those houses, and now they're afraid to put them on the market because they'd have to pay capital gains tax in it. That would be an extension onto the vacant.
You've long argued for that. You've argued in a number of areas in this that the carrot is better than the stick.
Yes.
But are you not being listened to by your own party?
I am, because since I got elected in 2019, I have the opportunity of being in government and being a party that's in government. I guess the opportunity to meet many ministers. And any minister that I have met, I have knocked at constantly about the vacant homes, and there had to be a grant scheme there for those. There is a grant scheme at the moment. It needs to be tweaked. Around the application process as well needs to be tweaked, and that addition of an incentive to those that owns the houses. There's going to be a review carried out on it, and I hope that will be...
You're making the argument so that will work, but it hasn't worked as of yet. Isn't that the problem?
That is the problem, yes.
You're asking people to believe that Fine Gael, it will work, we have these schemes now, whether it's Cuicunha, whether it's a vacant home scheme, we'll get through that and it will start delivering.
Yes, it will. Like any new scheme, it has to be tweaked. The basis of the idea is a very good idea, but we need to simplify it. I've come across many applications. I've been helping people, and there is an issue there with the application where they have broke down the different stages of building a house, and they have given grants towards that. We'll say that they give values on them. Like, for instance, doing your roof is around 20,000, something like that. They need to simplify it. For the ordinary person to do it, they need to have it really simplified, because otherwise you have to go to a professional to do the application.
Adds to the cost, adds to the time, and all of that.
Yes.
Okay, Jimmy Maloney, I'll come back to you, Sonny. Jimmy Maloney, your view on housing, what needs to be done, what isn't being done, what should be done?
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. Again, it's the major issue that we're facing on the doors here, and it was when this government was formed, it was the basis, it was the big flag issue. I suppose we were kind of unfortunate that during COVID there was a cease on all building, and that's probably delayed us by 18 months. But if you look nationally, there was over 33,000 new houses built in Ireland last year. That's 10% higher than 2022, and it's exceeding the targets. That in Kerry, from 2020 to 2023, there was 2,000 houses, over 2,000 new houses developed. And that's a mix of private, social and affordable. And I put particular emphasis on the social and affordable. So there was new sociable houses, 251 done in Kerry in 2023. I do think Kerry County Council now have been tasked with targeting land that they can do to develop a mix of both social and affordable housing, and that would be perfect for young people on the ladder, or people who kind of are in the middle, that they don't qualify for social housing support, and they mightn't qualify then to get the support off the banks. So that's something we're tasking. We met with Minister Dara O'Brien when he was down launching the new national park last Monday, and that was one of the major issues. We think that the push needs to be put on Kerry County Council. We'll be doing that. We'll be meeting with the Director of Services and the CEO to deliver them schemes and get that done on the ground. The Croí Chathaoir grant, I think, is a very good grant and a very interesting grant. You know, 50,000 to 70,000 for a derelict or an empty property to come back in. It did have its teething problems. It was probably over bureaucratic. Another suggestion we made is that.
Can I ask you a question? As a councillor, did anyone from the department talk to you or any of the local councillors about what was happening on the ground? Because you're the ones who were dealing with it. You're the ones who were dealing with constituents on the ground. Was it sent down from Dublin and it wasn't fit for purpose, like the vacant homes?
So it was sent down and feedback was brought up. So
it was top down instead of having conversation with GEA and foreseeing what could be the problem.
Exactly, and for foreseeing. I guess exactly, and that's the basis of a lot of these schemes, and it does cause an issue.
Respond then when someone says this government is out of touch, being a foreign minister, they come up with these plans, send them down, they haven't talked to anybody locally about them, and we've another 6 month delay while it's all being sorted out.
Well, you haven't had a 6 month delay really.
No, a delay in getting it, the teething problems
of course, but anything when you're multi-million euro schemes, you know, you're not going to get it 100% right. I think it is a very, very good grant, and there is good uptake. I think there's over 400 applications in Kerry. One thing I'd like to see done with it, and the feedback has gone up, is the stage payments, because somebody at the minute, you have to do all the work, be approved for the work, and then get your 50 or 70,000 back. I'd like, as long as it doesn't make it too over cumbersome, I would like now that you know that you could save 10,000 if you did 10,000 euro.
You'll get the 10,000 euro.
I'm quite happy to feedback it up and down and work with the different departments on this. I recognise, of course, your point, but I think trying to get a one glove fits all is very, very difficult.
All right, Sonny Fornan, back to you. What are your answers on housing?
I got my glasses back on.
You have.
I suppose a very important, Jerry, if you go back 40 years ago, exactly for Outram Causeway, and Harry would know this as well, everyone had a council house. In Causeway, I think in 1983, 1984, there was up to 30 to 40 council houses, social houses, as we call it, built. Now, what you did, you rented out the council, and after so many years, you bought it, which I did with the home place.
Yeah.
And everybody had a house. Now, what I find going to the door now and I suppose it is very disillusioned for a lot of people. They've seen council source of houses boarded up for 18 months. I think the statistics are a private house to me can be rented and then once it turns around it takes about 3 to 4 weeks. A social house or council houses, it can take anything up to a year and a half. And when you go around Listowel and North Kerry and see boarded up houses, and people telling me the doorstep, and I know now there is a doorstep, there's a house down there, number, and it's boarded up for 2 years. And there we are paying rent, and their children leaving the country.
Yeah.
No. So I think the vacant house scheme is they're doing up the house on the other side of it. Like, if you build a house for 300,000, and then you have a derelict house near you, which we've seen across North Kerry, that's wrong. So there have to be incentives given to people. And there have to be people, incentives given to these people with these houses. And some of them live in different countries. And the people living away and leaving there, there should be a fine put on them. The people living in England.
Well, you're talking there about incentives versus a fine. That's the stick in the carrot that I was talking to Mike Foley about. So, which one are you in favour?
Very clear.
Should they get a tax break? No. Or should they get a fine if they refuse to do something with it?
Like anything, the first port of call is incentive to up the house. And the vacant house grant is there.
Yeah.
How that's working, I'm not too sure.
As we talked about.
But then if people refuse incentive.
Even with that.
Refuse all that. And says, I'm leaving this house idle. It's my house.
Okay.
Then you look at a different scenario, Jerry. Because I've seen places, I've seen out in Causeway for derelict houses with rats around them and other
things. There for years. And left there for years.
A 300,000 house next to it. That's wrong.
Yeah, okay, all right, interesting point. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme. A listener says the grant to do up derelict houses is not sufficient since it was introduced, the cost of doing up a house has almost doubled. What about that house inflation costs? Liam, what would you do about that? Would you give more money in order to factor for that?
The biggest issue was a lot of people aiming to do up these houses. It is a great thing to say you can get 100,000 of a grant, but you might need another 100,000 of your own money. Now, to borrow that type of money anymore, even for first-time buyers renting anymore, they're making it very difficult, which goes down the lines of nurses and things like that. We'll take people like that.
Yeah.
It is very hard to have 50,000 inside in your bank account to be even even thought about to get a loan.
Yeah.
It has to be made a lot easier for the younger people of this country, and especially this county. But that's a big issue there.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing to get 100,000 of a grant. It costs 250,000 to do a house. Where do you get the 100? Where do you get the 150,000? You might have 20 of it, but you're still not, you know. So it's not matching up.
Okay.
So
all right. Mike Foley, Sean Denny, not happy with the quality of house he lives in, wants to know what the candidates would do to ensure Kerry County Council is held accountable if there are issues with the standard of council housing provided by the council itself. What needs to happen there?
Yeah, that would be an issue to be brought to every councillor about, for repairs to houses, repairs to the social or council housing and social housing costs. And we have raised that many times, especially around windows. There's the 10 and 10 book, where when you sign a tenancy agreement, you have to carry out an awful lot of repairs on the house yourself. Sometimes that's not practical because people can't afford to repair the house. And what we're trying to say the whole time is those houses are Kerry County Council's property, and
so as the landlord they should be fixing,
they should be carry out repairs on those houses. Just look at the social housing at the moment in the Listowel electoral area. There was over 200 houses given out in the last 2 years in the Listowel MD. There's houses in Tarbert, Ballylanford, Ballybunion, Ballyhaig. So there is an amount of social housing being built and approved housing bodies as well. But with approved housing bodies, I see contractors, they would build houses for approved housing bodies, and the reason why they would go down that route because they can get phased payments on those, where if they built for private sale, they would have to lay out a vast amount of money
before they get a return.
So, like, in a way, a person that's buying a house, wants to purchase a house, is competing with approved housing bodies. And there'll have to be something done to incentivize private developers to build private houses on sites as well.
Okay, Thomas Harrington, final word for now to you.
Ballydufferin calls, we like. Ballydufferin has a wastewater, if you want to call it, a system, a sewer system there, dating back to the 60s. So there's no hope of anybody developing. The cause was just the same. So it is. But as regards the vacant houses and things like that, definitely it is probably too much regulation. And I know one person in Tarbert that did apply for it. But so much change and so much regulation and things like that is hampering that. And like, less of that, and of course, we said small builders, like when we built a house, 3 men built the house.
Yeah.
And in fact, somebody was in the game, so they're all gone, some of them are, because regulation was the
And that goes into available labour and available people to do all this work for the council and in the private market. Okay, we're going to talk more about other issues. We have our five candidates here, five of the candidates running in the Listowel local electoral area, with Sonny Foran of A2, Thomas Harrington, Sinn Féin, Councillor Jimmy Maloney, Fianna Fáil, Councillor Mike Foley, Fine Gael, and Liam Speedy Nolan. If you have a view on that, get in touch. On the way, we'll have more issues with our councillors.
Elections 2024 on Radio Kerry.
Yeah, we're talking with a number of our candidates for the Listowel electoral area for the elections happening, of course, on June the 7th. We have in our studio with us here in Tralee, Sonny Foran, who's running for AN2, Thomas Harrington, who's representing Sinn Féin, Councillor Jimmy Maloney of Fianna Fáil, Councillor Mike Foley of Fine Gael, two existing councillors, of course, and Liam Speedy Nolan, who is running independent. Couple of comments and opinions to get to in relation to our housing. At Tarbert Estate, there are two brand new council houses unoccupied. One vacant since the estate was opened and the second vacant last December. This is shameful. Patricia in Killarney says, some of these derelict houses, the children can't afford the inheritance tax to clear the property to do anything with the house. Well, I suppose that's more of a national question in relation to inheritance tax with regards to what would do there and what the party's policies were there. But keep your opinions coming into us. A number of people getting in touch as well in relation to this, and brings on to our next issue of roads. Listener says, Jerry, had canvassers coming to the door, they're not interested in hearing issues as there are so many. There is nothing they can do and they know it. That suggests, I suppose, all the power is centralised in this country. But this listener goes on to say, the Lower Mount Cole, Listowel and roads around Drumclock National School are some of the worst I've ever seen. Nothing been done about it. Jimmy Maloney, what would you say about that? Nothing done on the roads in North Kerry in the last number of years?
The Banmore Road is actually under the roads programme for this year. And there's works being done then at the N69 to the Aramore Church. I recognise that, Jerry. I do. We have 1,000 kilometres of roads in the Lisole Municipal District. And what we get per annum, if this year we got 2.7 million. So we have to divide that across the whole district. And we have to be fair. And the decision is taken in the council chambers. We developed the roads programme for the area. Now, when I went in first time 10 years a county councillor, it was 1.7 million. So we have an increase of a million. The regional roads are in good nick, and I think that has to be recognised. But I think the issue, and I say this when I'm canvassing, some of the local roads are still terrible. We'll get there in our programme, we're getting there, the volume of roads being increased, is being increased year on year and year. We'll get there to try and get them. I can understand the frustration, people pay their motor tax and everything like that. I do understand the frustration. It's something we do have to look at. There's different schemes available, of course, then as well. The community involvement scheme is a very successful one. The local improvement scheme has...
Huge waiting list
for that as well, of course, across the county. There was extra money allocated last week, and more roads will come on to that. But again, the issue with the roads, even the maintenance of the roads, is a huge ongoing issue, and I think it's something you touch on, the centralisation of local government. That our municipal district has very little discretionary funding, so we get to a stage really in October, November. Then basic maintenance of our roads does become an issue. And when you have a winter like you just passed had, it just exasperates it totally. And that is something that, I came from a town council before they were abolished, and the municipal districts, we had discretionary funding in there. We could do these jobs. That's something that we need to fight for the municipal districts, that money is there, that while we're waiting to get through the roads programme, which, look, to be fair to everyone, we're trying to be fair to everybody, and I do understand the frustration, that there is discretionary funding to maintain this, that we don't have this issue year on year on year.
Keep going back to Dublin looking for extra money.
With our hands out coming back, and it's not going to come.
Thomas Harrington, what would you do to sort out the roads as a councillor?
Well, as a councillor, like I mentioned, just said there the other day, we had that Wild Atlantic Way has brought $3 billion into Ireland, into the economy, and like you have to have a kind of a all people coming together, like the roads we have out our way is number one anyway. There's no maintenance, since the bypassing the stall and the roundabout and the greenway, all the lads that will be out from January to now, every winter, they're working that.
Are those things not needed though?
No problem.
For tourism,
no problem
the bypass for the stall,
no problem
in
them,
your
sorry,
budget?
No problem with them, but not at the expense of the people out. In fact, a woman of 88 years died a month ago. And she was waked at home. So she spent her life at home. The road was so bad, and that road was done up under the community involvement about 10, 12 years ago. And if that had any bit of maintenance at all, but they're paying property tax. They're paying household property tax, which is car tax, and nearly a euro now in every gallon of fuel, and the people in rural Ireland are not getting the whatever cause that they should be getting. But like, just to go back to that woman, only for the few people getting together, and few people are contacted, they're going to have to get a load of gravel themselves. The house wouldn't be able to go through that road to that woman. I can guarantee to you, when that woman walked to school 80 years ago, she hadn't a tar road, but she had a good sound road. And there was no water on it. Water is the biggest problem on the roads today. The maintenance keeps the water off the road. I know from Ballyduff to the Lodge Cross, across the Lodge Cross, there's about 10 inlets there. Till it gets the water off the road, it's like, you know, with those small rubber things or something. But get the water off the road, but definitely rural, the section of those rural roads, to the disgrace where they're left.
Okay. Sonny Foran, what's your answer on the roads in North Kerry? The local roads in particular would seem to be a particular problem.
The local roads, I suppose, like, as Harry said there, on the Wide Atlantic Way, this was a massive promotion years ago. And you see back around Kerry Head, there's roads there, and I would like to bring people from outside cycling there. So, I mean, you kind of promote any issue, and let's put it backing it up with funding. And I just a quick little thing there. If you go, I was up in Kildare there this weekend, and you see the Kerry Group factory off there, off the M7. No, the only thing, which is a pity that the Ryder Cup in Ballybunnan instead of a deer. the Ryder Cup is coming to there. What they're doing, they're bringing the motorway, bypass it, and that'll be done. So that's where...
That'll be a benefit to North Kerry as well, though.
A benefit. But that is the reason, is that being done? If that Ryder Cup one coming to Adair, that road...
So what would you do? What would you do if you were an A2 councillor? If A2 were in power in Dublin?
Well,
would they deliver more money to local authorities for housing?
Well, you have to.
Or for roads?
I believe that the councillors, in general, the council and TDs down here are getting nothing off central government. You know, I mean, the roads are disgrace. You cannot promote it. Like, the East Coast, I drove through Kildare, back roads and by roads, they are perfect, like, you know? And we're going back about the wide Atlantic Way. If you can't have the roads to do it, you cannot promote this beautiful county. And this issue came up 5 years ago at the same council election, Jerry.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it came up 5 years previously. And so it came up 5 years again. And like, what we're doing, we're working on the ground all along on different issues. But when you have the same issues come up every 5 years, there's nothing been done.
Okay.
So, where are you going?
Okay, Liam, what's your view on that? What would you do if you're an independent councillor?
The first thing we would have to fight for is definitely the funding from Dublin. Is the only answer to this. We have to minimise this list that's there. There's about 650 roads to be done. Local improvement schemes. It needs to be up the ante on it. It really does. We have to fight for that. If we don't do that, it's going to take a long, long time. And by the time what they start now in the last couple of years, we'll be back to digging before even a quarter of the way to that list. So it's going to multiply. It's not going to minimise, it's going to multiply.
So would you give the government any credit for what they've done in the last 5 years? A new bypass delivered for Listowel.
Of course, I have to give them credit. Sure, anything we get in North Kerry is a bonus and it's brilliant. We can't doubt anyone on that.
Okay.
But we still, on the local level, have to look after what is our primary roads. We're the ones travelling those every day. Jerry, our bypass are the people that bypass us, to be very honest about it. We're the people that are driving off those bypasses. We're the people that pay our tax in our cars, that unfortunately get punctures and all this. So it's a real issue to get the funding from Dublin, which is the main thing.
Okay. Mike Foley, what's your answer to that? Big projects, Greenway done, bypass done, the local was forgotten, perhaps, maybe to an extent?
It is not fair now to say that large volumes of money coming into the constituency to do roads. There's 30 million for local and regional roads this year in Kerry, and there's 25.8 million for national roads. So there is money coming in, but there is not enough money coming in. There's 5.5 million for the Listowel MD, and as Jimmy said there, look, there's 15 roads on the restoration and improvement scheme this year of 2.7 million. It's the single biggest issue on the door, is the roads.
Roads.
It's without a doubt. Any road that you go up, that's that person's main road, whether it is a boreen or what it is, and that's the most important road to them. Councillor Mike Kennelly had an emergency motion recently at our last monthly meeting, which I supported, that we need now to go back to the Department of Transport and look for more money from the discretionary fund to maintain and fill potholes. It's the roads since, I'd say, last June, with the volume of water that has been there, has completely deteriorated our roads. And also the drainage programme. We have a drainage programme in the council at the moment that's covering 29.57 kilometres. We need more funding as well for that. And here in North Kerry, the majority of our roads are built on bog ramparts. So we need extra funding, and we've been constantly looking for that, all the councillors in North Kerry, that we need more money coming into North Kerry because of roads are built.
Jimmy Maloney, briefly.
I just want to address something, Jerry. There seems to be an issue here to conflate that we're taking roads money and putting it into the greenways. I'm getting that feedback on the doors. Number one, the greenways resulted in extra staff being recruited. That extra staff are now on the road. Number two, the greenway did not come out of the roads budget. It was a centralised grant for the Department of Transport. And Kerry, if we didn't apply for that, we didn't develop it, we'd be accused of not developing tourism facilities. So conflating the greenway and roads projects and the state of the roads,
it's
not an issue. The bypass has been delivered by a private contractor, so there's no staff coming off Kerry County Council there as well. So I just wanted to make that point that it is there.
Okay.
It's actually resulted in extra staff and extra money.
And like every year from January on, you'd have a couple of groups out. And where are they? Are they doing? And listen, emergencies now that unless there is very serious potholes, you get them out. But every, like, I looked at it, you were in power long enough now, and it's a terrible thing to have to say, sorry, 1 minute now today, to say that out of all the booster about how Ireland is one of the richest countries in Europe.
Yeah.
And here we are, and at the same time, to see these people, these are the real Irish people being forgotten about.
So in terms of the quality of our roads. Sonny, briefly to you, I've taken a break, we'll come back to it.
Just one comment here. These roads are not built in bulk, rightly so, but they should be done like the Deer Road is done. There should be maybe a private contractor come in, do the thing, do the gullies like they did years ago, and the road would be guaranteed a long term. With all constant filling potholes, as we all know the weather we're getting, it's a waste of time.
So you're wasting money, mate. Why should be doing major projects
against
on them.
The wind, you know.
Okay, all right, a fair point. We're going to come back to our councillors and our people who want to be councillors in the Listowel electoral area. We've lots of your comments and questions to put to them. We'll get to those after we take these.
Elections 2024 on Radio Kerry.
Okay, we've got our candidates in studio with us here for our local election debate for Listowel, Sunny 4 and Avane 2. We have Liam Speedy Nolan, independent candidate. We have Thomas Harrington is running for Sinn Féin. Councillor Jimmy Maloney of Fianna Fáil and Councillor Mike Foley of Fine Gael. Good morning. Could you ask councillors about the planning? The planners are following the rules in their rule book, but the councillors have the power to change the rules. 15 years ago, there was Section 140 in which five or six councillors could overrule the planners. Now, in the context of this comment, I just want to put to all of you the issue of Listowel and North Kerry in general. The County Development Plan was developed and approved by councillors, but as part of that, the North Kerry GAA Board put together a submission where they talked about the depopulation and the declining membership that their clubs are having in Listowel and the withdrawal of services for that area. They were arguing the draft development plan excluded most of the county, particularly North Kerry, from the Kerry Hub Knowledge Hub Triangle, which takes in Tralee, Killarney and Killorgan. In the context of that, is North Kerry being forgotten? Mike Foley.
Well, Jerry,
is that why we're seeing depopulation and clubs not able to raise numbers?
Well, Jerry, you know, I've been on this programme many times about employment, especially in North Kerry, and the decline in our villages, and that's where vacant properties come in as well. And I've been constantly on about the development of the Shannon Estuary. There's huge potential there. We have the Shannon Estuary Economic Task Force. That is something that I was very much in favour of. And how that came about actually was because of the programme for government. And that is something that I've been talking
about. And the problems
against
with the Green Party, the problems with no new LNG, and the government set up that task force to look at the region again. Like, it's been looked at by several different governments promising the sun, moon and stars.
Yes, and I was the first one out to go against that programme for government, and I kept pushing for something, and that's how the Shannon Estuary Economic Task Force came about. I keep saying as well, you know, once it's in the reference document, it's something that we have to look at, especially with the potential there with offshore wind. And as councillors, we're constantly raising that, and when we meet government ministers as well, we say that North Kerry has to be developed. And of course, look, in the last, I suppose in the last couple of months, there has been movement in North Kerry, down in Talbot Island, that there's a planning permission in for a HVO power plant, and now on the Talbot Bay Longford Land Bank, there's planning permission gone in for a 600 megawatt power station, which both have got contracts to supply electricity by 2026. Now this is an improvement.
Do you see that as the main economic driver for North Kerry into the future? Be it offshore wind farms, onshore wind farms, data centres, the use of the estuary. Do you see that? Like, we've seen in the meantime, while Shannon LNG has taken 20 years, we've seen Estelis, €330 million investment in Tralee. But do you see the equivalent of that in North Kerry? And are you guaranteeing, well, I suppose, in as much as you can as a councillor, that this will happen? That it will start feeding jobs into Ballylongford, Asti, Myvan, the wider region, and address that rural depopulation?
Yes, you see, the biggest thing we have, and we're sitting on it, is the Shannon Estuary, and it has huge potential. So we have to develop it. We have to develop that potential.
Okay.
And that is the key. The key for anything is employment. Employment brings people into the area. What does huge knock-on effects then for that? Our schools, population in our schools will increase.
Yeah.
The GA clubs will get more members. Community groups, voluntary groups will have more people in getting involved as well. And employment. Definitely, without a doubt, employment is the key. Is the key to improve the North Kerry area. And I say again, the Shannon Estuary has that potential. And this is something I've been going on about for the last 5 years. And hopefully, if I get elected in June, I will continue to do that. And it's definitely 100% a driver for the North Kerry area.
Okay, all right, Jimmy Maloney, same point to you.
Yeah,
this covers everything. Well, there's planning, getting people into the area, reversing depopulation. What will you do as councillors if you're elected?
Well, I'll continue what we're doing anyway, number one. And as Councillor Foley said, like, the biggest asset we do have, and I said this on this program, is the Shannon Estuary there. I believe if we could just got one in, if we just opened it up, it would create a total knock-on effect for the whole of the county, West Limerick on top of that. I don't want this to be a report to Shannon Estuary Task Force. I voted against the program for growth, particularly because of this. The Shannon Estuary Task Force, I don't want it to be a report to sing there. I'm calling for action. I've been in contact with our local ministers and national ministers that there should be action there. I think we got to make, and outside of that, Jerry, and I referenced, there's a report I have from 1959 as well, and you just substitute oil into offshore wind energy. It's the same report. We don't need a report sitting there on that. And aside, we need to make it more attractive for people to come home, for young families to come home, for our people to come home. Yeah. And I think the changes in the working environment over the last number of years have offered huge potential.
Well, let me ask you this. I'll put this all of you in the time that's left, because we have a serious issue. One thing that councillors can do is a local property tax. We saw a situation a number of years ago where the councillors, Kerry County Council, voted for an increase in local property tax. A number of different independents and Sinn Féin and others voted against it. The RDI hub is now expanding, doubling its base, because that money was delivered. If someone was to say to you, we can make it more attractive for companies to come to North Kerry, would you vote to increase the local property tax to make that happen? Jimmy?
Jerry, if I could see something substantive at the end of it.
Like the RDI hub, like we're talking like with the knowledge or triangle that North Kerry board weren't happy that was concentrating in the middle of the county.
Yeah, if I can see tangible benefits at the end of it, I have no problem. And we're seeing that the RDI
hub, the green ways, would you vote to increase the local property tax if it delivered that enterprise?
Anytime I voted for an increase in the property tax, we always found out where that increase is going. And that's the decision that I made on where that money is going. And of course, if the money is going directly into that investment, of course I would.
Okay, no, Thomas Harrington, Sinn Féin, consistently against the local property tax increases.
Yeah, but I'm right for the store. And in fact, if I got my way, and as regards the road, the rural roads and secondary roads and things like that, I'd have an amnesty for them. And in fact, also for the tax of their cars. You haven't had
where do you get the money?
The money must be there. So are we talking about we're floating?
But the government wouldn't be, if Kerry County Council reduced local, it would not be replaced by central funding.
Look,
so where would we get it?
Last time I was talking to you, Jerry, about the roads was that, and you told me the Brendan Griffith asked the question, after, and the minister told that there was more money coming to Kerry. That were only playing politics.
Okay.
It's just not coming.
I'll come back to you. Sonny Foran, your answer. Would you vote for a property tax increase if it delivered enterprise to North Kerry?
I'm very clear.
Which would help.
I make this very clear on this. Every year, in 2022, are the statistics. Kerry County Council brought in 15 million in property tax. Now, I think this is there since 2013. So give it 10 years. 15 million. Give it, that's 150 million. Have this county been better since 150 million came into our coffers than before? Are the roads better? Are the whole structure better? There's still people leaving. In the conversations with us, we quarter now. So, I mean, where is it going? I know the lads will have it at, but is there any difference in the 10 years previous?
Some of it went to the RDI hub, which is expanding, providing more jobs, and it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't voted for.
I worked in Tralee 40 years ago, and there was 7,000 people here. Kerry Group Factory is above in Kildare.
Okay, not in
that answers that.
Okay, all right, Liam. Finally, to you.
Would you
support an increase in the property tax if it delivered enterprise?
No, I couldn't because it hadn't been the money hadn't been transferred and delivered to Orbit Street.
It was in the context. The RDI hub wouldn't have happened if it wasn't voted for.
But we need solid infrastructure promises. We'll say to get there. Do you know what I mean? We'll need proof that we're going to get it before I could ever support it.
Okay.
Jerry, does that to run the council is a 200 million budget. The 14 million that's collected from the local property tax goes into that whole budget. Just Jerry, when you're a politician, you're elected to make decisions. Sometimes you have to make tough decisions, which are not popular, for the better of your community. And I have no problem in doing that.
Okay.
You can't be sitting on the fence.
Okay, all right. And you were saying the other, is that right? We're going to come back. I'll come back to you, Jimmy. I'll come back to others. We have a few more minutes left. We'll take a quick break and we're back with Listowel after we take these.
Elections 2024 on Radio Kerry.
Yeah, keep your comments and views coming. Just Jimmy Maloney, you wanted to come in on that last point, finally.
Jerry, just the property tax itself. I know, look, it's a motive issue. The property tax itself replaced a local government fund with the amalgamation of the town councils in 2014. So it wasn't extra money. Basic figures are showed to us at budget time when this comes up. And there's proposals then to decrease it and do this or that. Basic figures, if we decrease it, easy things, simple things such as street cleaning, beach maintenance, housing maintenance will be cut. Now, I'm elected to provide services, promote our county, and increase our county. I'm supposed to go back to the hardworking community groups, voluntary groups around
the country. That's the government's fault. It was Fine Gael and that government 2014 that pulled the rug under the rug, and then they pulled the money and put the pressure on the councillors.
There was no money pulled. It was an equal. It was the same money coming back
in. But they're saying we won't provide money for you if you don't vote for this.
But we're local councillors. We're trying to improve our area. We can't be totally reliant on Dublin. There was a report issued last year from the Congress after Council of Europe. We're the most centralised government, our system of local government in Europe. We're down at the bottom with Belarus, Russia and Moldova. Now, that's not an illustrious company. Yeah. And it's disingenuous for us to come along here and say we want this, when we have options to bring the money in, when I see tangible benefits there. The Community Support Fund, that's a prime example. It's not massive money, but every community and voluntary group in the county, in our municipal district, gets a couple of thousand a year to increase that. That was not there. Now, and it's ironic then when this is announced, that you've parties that are voting against this and constantly voting against financial measures.
They're
that
welcoming
making,
it.
And they're jumping
okay,
up to welcome it.
Sonny, what about that? The crowd that are voting against this, they're welcoming these and they come in yet the money's delivered by councillors who vote and take the flak for it.
Well, firstly, you have to have communication and consultation on all these issues. And I think when the government brings in some issues locally, there's no consultation. They're just brought in. And that caused big problems, you know?
Yeah.
And then going back, and I respect Jimmy's point and about amenities and services. But before 2000 and the property tax came in 10 years ago, all these services were done. There's 150 million brought in since. And that's what I would question is about, you know? And I respect Jimmy.
Are we getting the benefit? Thomas Harrington, your view?
You know, the town of Listowel doesn't have a public toilet.
It's gone out for planning.
And it'll be 5 years,
By God, this is well time for it. I'll tell you one thing. Price said during COVID was something that North Kerry is not sold for tourism because during lockdown, I never met more people on that side. We never thought it was such a beautiful part of the country.
We've a greenway delivered. Someone here is asking about why isn't the Ballybunion walk done properly like the greenways? That'll bring tourism in, but it's being ignored. Is that something Sinn Féin would fix?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The very popular walkway. And it's been eroded and not been maintained.
Okay. Liam Spinney-Nolan, your view on this, local property tax, would you vote if you saw tangible benefits? Because people are saying councillors vote against it and then they welcome the money it delivers.
If I saw tangible benefits, like, do you know, and if we saw the likes of big companies, I know there's great employers and everything in Listowel and in North Kerry, but we need to up the ante, I suppose. I'd say we can match fix to go in Killarney or something like that. We'd be brilliant or something with companies like that if we could bring to North Kerry. And like Councillor Fawley says, then the
big... That,
That's the argument put forward by the executive of the council.
The RDI hub wouldn't have happened if the councillors didn't take that decision. If something similar has happened for Listowel, then that's what you put some money up front and say we're willing to row in here and make
and
a tough decision.
Like Councillor Fawley says about Tabert and the LNG didn't materialise, but there's other projects happening there. If that could get bigger and bigger, it would be brilliant for Anya Kerry. And have the potential, and just anyone can agree with this, the potential of having a port there would be an absolutely massive advantage to North Kerry. And if everything could work from that, then to create work, jobs, and maybe housing, relief planning, then and everything like
just
that.
Just on that, Mike Fuller, to you, because it's one of your big points. A lot of criticism still for the length of time all of that is taking. Through planning, through other things, some companies have pulled out that the accusation is that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have been far too slow at developing this over the last couple of years.
Well, Jerry, you know I'm a Fine Gael councillor. I have no problem in criticising my own party. I've done it several times. But you're better off fighting from the inside than fighting from the outside. So I have pushed change, as you know, with the land bank, and have raised it many times. But that's at this stage now, I think there is light at the end of the tunnel with this 600 megawatt power station. And also, there has been a huge change with the energy review, don't forget, that now that we need a gas storage facility. So that's a change in policy as well. And no doubt that was brought out by myself, the likes of myself and Jimmy, with our party colleagues pushing that constantly, and they have listened to us.
Okay, alright, gentlemen, look, unfortunately we are out of time. My thanks to all of you for talking to us in the programme this morning.
There was 23 men wasted a few weeks ago, and in two are the only crowd that
pointed
to a lot of platforms.
Job in Kerry cost 60,000 and in Donegal can cost
12,000. Okay, questions, I'm sure you'll be talking to people in the doors about. My thanks to our panel here, our local election debate panel, Sonny Ford of A2, Thomas Harrington of Sinn Féin, Councillor Jimmy Maloney of Fianna Fáil, Liam Speedy Nolan Independent, and Councillor Mike Foley. Elsewhere also running in the election, of course, in Listowel is Fianna Fáil's Michael Lean, Councillor Mike Kennelly, and Marion Falvey O'Sullivan. Councillor Mike Kennelly is City Councillor for Fine Gael, Marion Falvey O'Sullivan as well for Sinn Féin. That's your 9 councillors looking for your vote in the municipal district, and we will be catching up with those other councillors. Sinn Féin Tom Barry as well, of course, running, and we'll be catching up with some of those other councillors over the weeks to come. My thanks to all of you for coming in and participating in this debate. Give people your views and idea of what you're going to be doing.